The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And I got a good brother in the building today, man, out that good old Alabama, I believe, right?
Yeah, man, Huntsville.
Hey,
Huntsville,
man.
Vegas, man.
Hey, we got Breadwinner Kane in the building. Yeah, man, what's going on with you today, man?
Man, you know I'm out here enjoying this good motherfucking weed and yeah. Enjoying this sunshine out here because it's cold in Alabama right now. It's about 40. Yeah. Degrees. So, you know, I'm out here just enjoying this good shit out here, man.
Did you just get out here?
Yeah, I just got out here.
Where was you coming in from?
I came from Houston.
Came from Houston?
Yeah.
You had some shit going on down there or what?
Yeah, you know, I'd be traveling now. I'd be in Huntsville, Houston, and Atlanta.
Yeah.
In Nashville, Tennessee, too. But, yeah, I got some shit going out there, you know. Me and Walt got something going on. Sauce Walker, the TSF fam.
Okay, you was out there at TSF? You was messing around with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like these three places you always catch yourself in? Houston.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Huntsville, so, you know, my family out there, my kids. And so Houston, I just been out there for probably about a year. Mm. Yeah, Atlanta, it's like my backyard. And Tennessee is like my backyard because it's like 3 hours to Atlanta, hour and a half to Nashville from Huntsville. So,
yeah. Well, they say out in Nashville, man. Some time back, man, you know, I done caught some cases out around that Tennessee, man. They ain't playing with us around there, man. I got caught up in it. I ain't even go hold you, loved one. Caught me.
Oh, yeah, them people out there,
Tennessee gave me my first F.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? They gave me my first F on my report card, man. So, you know, I guess shout out to you bastards, you know, for real, man. You know, Williamson County, man. Shout out to you, motherfuckers.
Man, Williamson County, stay away from that.
Man, tell me, man, for real, because I want to know a little bit more about you in depth, like your background, you know, and where you come from.
Yeah.
Before we dive into the music, you know, and who you know, what you know, and how you been, you know?
Yeah, so.
Talk to me about, man, what it's like, man, Alabama, coming up in Alabama,
man, you know,
from the country, man.
From the country, man, you know,
country,
just like
country.
you got caught up out there trying to get some money.
I was getting some money. Man, I just got caught up.
You just got caught up.
I got comfortable.
You know what I'm saying?
I got comfortable. Yeah. I got greedy.
It be happening. You know
South
what I mean?
Got water got holes everywhere, man. You can go fishing for catfish every day,
man.
You know,
that's what you got to do.
You know, in layman's terms, you know, in church, you can go fishing every day around that. Man, you're going to get something to eat.
You're damn right. But, you know, it's a little different than living in L.A. as far as, like, you know, they got the gang culture. People go certain areas. Pretty much we go all over the whole state, any state, like in the South, for real. So it ain't so much as so much territorial. But it is, though, you feel me? Because, you know, you got the hood everywhere you go. You got gangsters everywhere you go. You know, because you was there.
So everywhere.
You know, you got that run their city. So I came up with my family and some Canes, my last name Kane. So, you know what I'm saying? And my big relatives. Yeah, you know, they was hustlers. My daddy and my granddaddy owned clubs and shit. You know, I've been around music since I was about 7 years old.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just, you know, natural born go get it ass, you feel me? So that's what I come from, the go get it state.
I mean, that's this might be a lame question, but I think it's a good question. Did you graduate?
You know what, man? I didn't graduate from the high school, but I did graduate.
You need it anyway.
No, listen. I got a story. I got a good story.
I'm just with you. Go ahead, bro.
I didn't graduate from school like that, but I came out, so I was getting money. Guess what I did? I ended up going to homeschool and paying like a couple of bands when I was like 16, 17. I graduated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From homeschooling.
Yeah.
I paid for my own self to go to homeschooling.
Damn.
Real talk.
To be that
young.
And
I paid for myself to go to summer school.
Yeah.
Everybody couldn't do it. I was pulling up in my whip in summer school like a Cadillac back then. For real. Gold D's type talking about I don't want to play football. And coaches was with me, though. They let me come back in there, man. I had got kicked out for doing some shit up in there. Me and my homies got into it in high school. Had a big gang fight, big war, you know. Fighting going on and got kicked out, but I went back, like I said, paid from homeschooling. Yeah. Ended up going back for real. I was just in that bitch thinking about some money, and I just walked out. I really had an opportunity, probably could have made it to the NFL. Phillip Rivers was the quarterback then. I would have been the running back. Phillip Rivers, his daddy was the coach, Steve Rivers. And they let me come back, bro. They got me and a couple of my partners, man, and RIP, to some of my homies, and BIP to my homie Big Huck. He was the fullback. He would have been playing then. We just made the wrong choices in life back then. They was giving us
life. So you telling me that there's a possibility that breadwinner Kane could have played in the NFL, like if you would have played your cards right.
If I would have played my cards right, Phillip Rivers, we would have won state. I went to the state playoff game.
That's what
the
everybody
last
needs,
game.
A state championship.
We would have won because, you know what I'm saying, I was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, damn, but I was getting money then. That's how I went to the game. I was doing shit that motherfucker was doing. I was in the club at 15.
Yeah.
I had one of my relatives ID. He was short. So he was a short dude. He like probably like
little person.
50. Not really a midget, but he.
No, we use the word. Yeah. See, that's why I tried to
but
use
he
the
was
word
short.
Little person.
Yeah, I ain't saying midget, man. But he was short, right? So, shit, I used to get this idea at 15 and go to the UI. It was a club on University in Huntsville. Everybody got went to. I remember when it was a chicken, I was there. I was 16. My little relative, he was 14. I got him in there. I had got cool with the people. Mm. And, this girl got a throat cut, man, with a bottle, bro, and died, bro. Real talk. I was 15 years old, something like that, yeah.
That's crazy. So she out, she get her discipline.
Man, they just got to fighting right there. I just felt some beer and shit. You know, I was player at that age, man. Yeah. I had balls.
You in the club.
Shit.
You in the club.
I'm balling. Man, come on, man. I got money. So
country
yeah.
money.
Country.
You know
money.
How I go, like,
yeah,
it's a,
man.
That
it's
country
difference.
Money is
it's
different.
It's a little difference.
Yeah.
It's like the Mexico money. It's
I
like,
feel like it's easy to stack up in the South because it's not too many places to, like, super spend your money. I mean, yeah, you go get some nice yeah. clothes, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, but yep. bottle service and things like that in the club, they ain't trying to whoop you over your head like how they whoop you out here. They actually charge you $150 for a bottle of Hennessy is fair. You know what I'm saying? Being in the club, the atmosphere.
That changed now.
That shit changed, man. Nah. You paying $1,000.
Shit, yeah.
$1,200 for
seven. At least seven.
At least seven.
Yeah, so.
So, you know, I feel like country balling was always different. Like, I always loved y'all way of living when it came to, like, the hospitality of, you know, going to a club or going to something like that, man.
Hell yeah.
Especially in Alabama. I could not even imagine.
Man, you know, I ain't been on the club scene in some years and but yeah. it used to be popping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used
you
to be
like
popping. I had a couple homies from up here that came out there, and we was in the club a couple times, and
yeah.
like that, like, yeah.
Yeah. So your upbringing for you, man, you didn't make it through school. You just ended up going probably, what, getting your GED?
No, I went to homeschool. I paid for myself to go through homeschool, so I got my diploma.
You got your actual diploma?
Yeah, homeschool. I paid for myself to go to homeschool in the, like, 16, 17.
When you decide to get the hell up out of Alabama? When you say, man, enough stuff, I
nah,
need to go
eight,
hit the
I was
road.
About 17, huh?
When did you say, I'm about to hit the road and get up out of Alabama?
Man, you know, my first trip, I was probably like, man, I don't know. I probably turned about 21. I had shot down to the A and went down there and started, you know,
that's
checking
y'all
it
go
out.
To. Everybody
yeah.
in the atmosphere
yeah,
is
yeah,
the go-to.
Yeah, you got to go to the A. That's the Black Hollywood, so. Went to the A, went down there, got this, went to this strip club back then. It was Jazzy T's a long time ago. Man, I was with some old from the family, and man, we just had a good ball. It was just
how
dude.
You got that pretty BMF ring on your finger.
Yeah, that's how I got it.
Yeah, we definitely got to unpack that. when you run into BMF boys, did you ever meet?
I ran into him then. Nah, I had right when I had really started coming up there, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Meech got locked up. But I was with Cavario the whole time because the Dun Diva magazine was going on
right.
back then. And they was managing my homeboy, his name Ox, R.P. the Ox, man, Louis Rankin, a.k.a. Ox.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man.
Hey, my man. Hey, my man. Hey, you was saw bucking on us, man. Hey. Please, we appreciate you, man. Man, full blown fell asleep. They gonna talk about that.
That's funny that a motherfucker.
I say, hey, my man.
Hey, hold up, man.
That fell asleep. It's a weed, man. It's a weed. Hey, man. My man straight caught a couple Z's on us.
He was in one.
Hey, it's all good.
Yes,
I already know where we're leaving off. Back to, you know what I'm saying, the BMF affairs. And you going down to Atlanta meeting them. You said you never got to really meet Meech per se. Hey, man, you can't help when you get around, what time you come around. You know what I'm saying? But when you get around, you're around.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about it.
So it was my partner, man, Louis Rankin, a.k.a. Ox, man, R.I.P. to him.
R.I.P., you was R.I.P. to Ox.
He was in the movie, Belly. So they was his managers from the Don Diva magazine. Cavario was one of his managers.
Wait,
so,
run that back, Belly.
Belly.
The movie Belly. Yeah, you talking about the real Ox.
Yeah, the real Ox.
Jamaican Ox.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Sure, man,
that's
what, for real.
For sure.
I was about to say, I ain't know. I'm so, like, I know, I, like, there's an Ox, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Go by, damn, the real Ox.
Yeah, me and Ox, we was hanging out. I was young, you know what I'm saying? I was hanging out with Ox, meeting people, and he was signed to them, and that's when Cavario was telling me about the whole movement, you know what I mean, what they had going on.
Ox was doing music.
And Ox was doing music. He was doing little movies.
I know he was doing movies.
He was doing reggae. He did reggae music. Yeah, he did reggae music.
Ox was cold.
Yeah, he was working with them. So, you know, back then, man, it was like, damn, you seeing all these clubs. And, you know, back then when BMF did come in the club before Meech died, I was seeing them. I never did, like, just go up and be asking names though, you know, and I used to see them in the club, but everybody had to get out the club. When they came, they put everybody out the club no matter what. Hey, the club closed. Boom. Club closed. Like, what the f-? I'm like, what's going on? This is my first time really before I met Cavario. So I'm like, damn. I'm asking Ox, like, what's up, man? What they saying? We got to get out the club, bro. Like, what's up? Club don't close. You know what I'm saying? They ain't closing yet. Like, nah, chill. Don't worry about it, man. We good. So we just chilling. And all them was just doing their shit and offing us shit, and we was just mingling, man. I never asked names.
So you never
names,
got put
though.
Out the club.
I never got put out the club.
They put everybody else out. So everybody. What it sounds like to me is power play. They pretty much, when they come to the club, they pay to kick everybody the fuck out of the club. Because when BMF come, they come deep already.
They already.
So
deep.
It's gonna they're gonna have 40 of them members.
Yeah.
Not to mention the entourage that they come with, probably another 40 to 50 people. So there's at least 100 people in the club that it's just bought out for.
It's bought out for, and you got to go.
And you got to go.
You got to go.
Who'd you end up meeting?
I met Cavario, man. I met a lot of homies from that back then, too. My boy Calico
Jones.
That
was your introduction? Was it Cavario?
Yeah, Cavario was telling me then. That was before I met Calico or any of the younger generation, but yeah, man, back then shit was just crazy. And I remember one time I'm in the club, I bump into like Michael Jordan. I bump into Michael Jordan. I'm like, damn, them niggas, Michael Jordan, they come to the club, get out in a helicopter type shit. Might drop 50 bands or 100 bands out the helicopter. Motherfuckers going crazy, man. I said, what the fuck is
going on?
See, I'm like, hold
up,
man.
A lot of people don't know.
What?
And we're going to get back onto the BMF joint, but just, like, a lot of people don't know, like, Michael Jordan, that nigga a thug, bro. That nigga low-key a thug. He was with the shit.
Michael Jordan was having a good time,
a
you know
gambling motherfucker, man. Love to gamble. A gambler bet for your shoes type. Like, he gambled for everything, man. Some of the stories about him, man, be crazy.
Man, that was one of the times I know. I was like, damn.
That's when you knew, like, these niggas have emotion.
You know, I'm from Alabama.
Yeah.
So it was no stars coming through there back then for real like that, you know. So, yeah, I was like, damn, Michael Jordan. There was a couple basketball players, Charles Oakley.
Well, not to take nothing from Alabama or some of the other sistering southern states, there's not too much attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Like something to do, like, yeah, like you go to places because you're from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that's our go-to when we in the city, everything go. But if there's nothing that brings that worldly attraction, who's going to want to come? You know what I'm saying? It ain't Vegas. It ain't in LA. Like, everything serves a purpose to why people gather around in the masses to other cities.
Yeah, shit.
It's
especially
the attractions.
Back then, but it's different now.
It's different.
You got
now.
Other shit, you know, it's shit going on now. But back then, when shit going.
Right.
When going.
Wasn't nothing wrong with that church. It's just the way that the culture set. Like I said, there was only a few cities that had some big attractions. Like shit that you're going for. When a superstar goes somewhere, it's either because he's from there or it's about to serve him a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not just because he just popped in on the wham and this is where he's at for the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Especially the shit I was into and shit back when I was like in my teens and I was trying to get out of there anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And go somewhere else. But it was
I ain't saying
much
everybody,
different,
I ain't saying, Kane, that everybody can't make it from where they from. Mm-hmm. But it's like, especially in today's day, like, you got to kind of get up out of there. Yeah. And go elsewhere. You know what I mean?
You have to explore the world, man. If you want to be great, you got to go out the country. You got to do a lot of shit to really know, like, the world. You got
to. I don't mean to interrupt because I don't want to forget this.
Go ahead.
Do you feel like that stems, because a question for you, do you feel like that stems from hate? Like hating, like being in your own city and it's like, damn, I got to leave to go get some shine?
You know what, man? I be telling the homies from out here, my partners, they like my brothers, be like, man, get the fuck out of L.A.
Yeah.
It's just something about, you know, being around your family when you there, you don't want, you grounded there. You don't really want to leave that like that. You know, that's where you survive. That's how you living. So sometimes you don't want to just give up all your shit and go somewhere and start fresh. But sometimes you it be needed, or you need vacations. Like I said, going out the country is one of the best things you can do, especially coming from America as a black man. You'll see different shit and you'll know life different, bro. Real talk.
A lot of people are afraid, or maybe better word, like maybe timid to get up, to leave, to go find better ventures elsewhere, because you know what people can't see and they don't know, they won't make the move on. You know what I'm saying? What drove you to say, man, I got to get up out of here. I'm about to go down here to this. Hey, I'm about to go do something. I don't care if it was next door. I'm not about to be here with this.
Like I said, man, I've been around my pops and them all my life. I've been seeing hustlers all my life.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the pimps. Everybody all my life, that's what I wanted to do, get a Cadillac with some gold rims,
mm-hmm.
nice big jewelry, you know what I'm saying? Get you some money. So at the end of the day, I come from the grind. I believed in what I'm doing, because that's why I'm here today. I believed in this shit. You got to believe in yourself, bro.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they don't believe in themselves. So that's where they get that from. So much is hate, but it's just, like I said,
yeah.
You know, because, you know, we come from this, so you know how it is in the hood, in the streets, so I can't say it's hate, because gonna get down, you got to get down. You that's what it is. Like, whatever come with that, we know what environment we coming from, so... Nah, it's just, you got to make your own choice. If you want really want to do it, just try it, bro. You can do it. That's just like rapping. I wasn't rapping until I met Gates. But I tried this.
And we're going to definitely dive into that. But I have one more question before that. What does, because you seem like a smart brother, man. Like, for you to go back and, you know, put yourself through school, you know what I'm saying? Like, wanting to do it willingly, reaching in your own pocket to pay the couple bands that you said you paid to get what you need to get your accolades. What does the true meaning or the word boss mean to you?
Let me tell you, man. All right, I come from a single parent home. My mom. So my mom got, I got two brothers. Okay. My dad brother, he played football. I signed him up for football. I went to his games and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was finna graduate from high school, but he was running like a 4.3, man. I'm telling you, my brother, he was one of them ones. And he was finna go to college, right? I think Southern Mississippi or some shit. So he needed $17,000 to go to college. His daddy didn't want to give up the money. So my mama was like, I was like, man, he need to try this. He got to do this shit. He can't sit around here and look at me and try to vibe off what's going on, off the negativity around here. He need to go and try some shit different. Who went to college in our family? I don't really know too many. You know what I'm saying? So that gave me the drive of that back then when I was, and I think I was 20. I might have been about 24 then, some shit, and 23. But I paid for that shit, man. I paid for this shit to go to college out of my pocket. You feel me?
He was having some change, Kay.
Yeah, I know it.
He was having some.
I paid for him to go to college, man. And I paid for my other brother. I got another brother. That's my middle brother. My other brother, I paid for him to go to tech school in Orlando at the same time. And I paid his bills, all this shit. He lived across from Disney World. I went and visited him one time. I ain't do it. I was in my days, you know, that was the ecstasy days, the XPS days.
Oh, he was the double stacks.
Took about 50 the most. I was out my mind out there. Money going out every night. And I go to the bar in Orlando, they like, it's free drinks. You come on in, it's free night.
What?
I'm in the club every night.
You know, Molly's making you drink up some shit, too.
Yeah, all that
popping that double stack, nigga. You up in there drinking more than you
pills.
Yeah,
I'm on my shit back then, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, man, you living down here broke. You ain't paid your bills. Why you ain't called? Boom. I paid that nigga shit and... Man, you know, that shit right there is helping family and taking care of your kids and shit. That's some boss shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Real talk.
I feel like it ain't always the jewelry, the cars and clothes. See, I always felt like that shit, it ain't even luxury, it's necessity, nigga. We gotta have that. We gonna have that just because of the type of people that we are. I always been a firm believer. Church, I can't help nobody if I can't help myself.
True.
So I got to make sure I put myself in position so I can help others, whether that's family members, some of my close friends, whatever the case may be. To me, that's being a boss. You got to make yourself a boss so you can be a boss in anybody else's life.
Exactly.
Anybody's.
You ain't never helped nobody, gave nobody, none, paid no people bills in your community. You ain't no boss, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't took care of no people in your community, these old people that be sick and can't make it to the doctor paying their bills and doing this and that, like, you know, giving out, giving back to the community. That makes you a boss in your family,
it's fucked up. It's fucked up because it's like, it's frowned upon now. It's like, for like somebody that's a high-profile person like yourself or myself, we can get on live and say, man, we feeding the homeless. Why you showing this? People start talking shit, talking bad.
You know, because they ain't got the courage or the access to do it. That's why they saying that. I got some of that before. I used to be in the hood giving out turkeys, buying bicycles, school.
Yeah.
I did it all, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Why he coming back here? Why he doing woot to woot to woot? Oh, yeah, man, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I had niggas talking about, oh, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm out here, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm right out there doing what I said I was going to do, barbecuing, moon bouncing, giving back to the kids, to school or whatever that may be.
To jump back to Alabama, you know, and your roots, your heritage, your culture. Do you feel like you get, now that you know, you being on and moving around, do you feel like you get more hated on? Or do you feel like you get more love? Do you feel like you was getting more love before you was on?
You know what, man? I always had people that loved me. I can't really say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I don't be out like that no more. But I couldn't. I get love. I get love from where I'm from, though. You know. But I don't be out like that to even. I don't even acknowledge it. Really, when I'm out, I be chilling, man. I go everywhere. I be by myself and shit. I be chilling. So don't nobody really. Niggas wasn't speaking to me before. Niggas, and then you got bitches that be scared to speak to you when you even out. They might write you on Instagram.
Yeah.
But they ain't gonna say shit to you, maybe, if they see you. You know, I guess I just had that type of shit going on. But
I see you got TSF on you, BWA. That's my brother, man. That's my brother joint right there, man. Breadwinner Association,
man. That's my brother, man.
Shout out to Kevin Gates. That's my brother. So I didn't even know you didn't know him. I was like, man, you was like, man, that's why I got the Breadwinners.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, niggas got a lot of shit.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? So
when
I hear that, I'm like, okay, Breadwinner Kane, okay, it just could be his name. Didn't think that, you know, you was really in ties until I found out, you know what I'm saying, a little bit a while ago about it. I'm like, damn, that's really,
that's
your people, how you meet KG. That's why I call him KG, that's my brother.
Yeah, see, when you said KG, I'm just used to saying Gates or something.
Yeah.
People call him,
shit,
they do call him KG,
man,
though.
I done called him a few, I know
that's
him.
My
like,
brother.
That's my brother for real, you know? Like,
sure,
get him on the line, like, he called me, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like, I talked to him for hours, so, you know.
Yeah, for
so,
sure,
like, man, Breadwinners, how you get associated with him?
Man, you know, back in the days, me and Gates bumped into each other, and he was like, bitch, you look like me, you feel me? Gates had introduced me to the rap
game. Sounds shitty.
That's his brother, too, so.
You look like me.
Yeah, we look alike, you know what I'm saying? We alike, you know, so. You know, everything that nigga be thinking and doing, that's what I'm doing type of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we locked some shit in and dropped a song. And that's, I got locked in. I've been locked in with Gates ever since, man. I just talked to Gates, like, not too long ago.
Sure, I talked to Gates 2 days ago.
Yeah, I talked to him about a week ago.
Yeah, that's my guy right there, man. What joint y'all dropped, if you can throw that one on the record?
We did While She Talking, man. It was a joint I did. It's like for the strip club or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Type of music.
Yeah, strip
but
club.
We
joint.
Dropped that bitch. That bitch went up too. Yeah, I made a lot of bread off that one and did a lot of appearances and everything, so that kind of jumped me off.
You feel like that's a gateway? And we'll talk about Gates more in a second, but like, you feel like that's a gateway, like the strip club joint? getting your shit played in a strip club.
Yeah.
Don't he, like, I feel like a nigga get more popping and get some more action. Migos used to do it all the time.
I'm that nigga that was in there that invented Make It Rain, my nigga. I'm the nigga that was in the club that really was in there fucking with the bitches. Bitches knowing a nigga handsome, a nigga running around through there. So when I did music, they already knew who the fuck I was.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at, like, even, like, the strip club scene, right? I'm like, nigga, get his music up in there. Migos used to do it all the time.
That's it. Atlanta, if you can get your song in Atlanta, you can break a song. Atlanta can break a song. I promise you, bro. Like, Atlanta can break a song just in Atlanta, just in the strip club. They got so many of them. They might have 100 of them hoes now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Strip clubs.
You feel like the chances are more slim today?
So everybody going there. That's what it is. Slim about, what was you saying?
I'm saying, do you feel like the chances are slim today? Like, for a motherfucker, because everybody's doing it. It's saturated now. They done caught onto the wave.
The game didn't change.
You know, they done caught onto the wave. When you got into it, you was like, it's rare for a nigga to do this. So when a nigga come throw his music up in the strip club, hell yeah, it's going to get around, because he ain't got a bunch of competition like that.
True.
Niggas wasn't thinking like that. What, fucking Uncle Luke? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? People like that. Like, nobody was really thinking like the make some shake joint shit, man, because if you got the bitches listening to it, the bitches gonna spread it everywhere. Everywhere. You got the bitches listening to it, you got some badass bitches, man, shaking their ass to it. Hey, like you said, that motherfucker gonna break, it's gonna break wide. You know? So that's why when I look at it, I'm like, man, strip club joints, for you to say, like, man, shit, we used to spend my shit over there in the strip joint. That's where I feel like it was.
You that's know? What it was. That's where you going. You going. I did a whole fucking tour.
Yeah.
Through the number of strip clubs.
Damn.
Yeah, number of strip clubs.
Tell me a little bit about that We Outside tour. You did 20 cities.
Oh, yeah. We Outside tour. It was my people, my management team put that together. It's gorgeous music. Salute to them. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good, man. The first time I had hurt my leg. Couldn't go on the first one. The second one, I did a run. We broke some good bread on it.
What you mean? You say you hurt your leg?
Yeah. I had an accident with my leg. I broke it and shit.
You had to stop the tour?
Yeah, the first one.
How many cities you hit before you broke it?
Man, I ain't hit none of them, motherfuckers. I was in the hospital. My leg came off, bro. They put it back on.
What you mean it came off?
Bro, it came off, bro. Fuck me up, man. I was like, damn. I'm walking now. You can't really tell, but yeah, that motherfucker is still fucked up though. Still hurting.
What did happen? How did it happen?
I was on this Can-Am ATV,
fucking around, spinning around,
doing all kind of shit,
trying to play games. Bullshit. Nigga, you knew you had, bro. You had a tour coming up, 20 cities.
I had just did this deal with this Foundation Media distribution with Zaytoven too. Just dropped my first song with Honeycomb Brazy. So I had a lot of shit on the table that I fucked up.
Yeah.
I fucked up a lot of shit.
Since you had a partnership with Zaytoven.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Man, me and Zay, we've been locked in for years. Like I said, ever since I went to Atlanta, that's the only thing I left out right there, Zaytoven. He was there the whole time.
Hey, I got his ball right here, baby. He ain't leaving out nothing.
He was there the whole time. Like, we rode it out. And shit, man. I bought Zay his first keyboard. I bought him his first what are the motherfuckers called? Keyboards or whatever the fuck. Mm. Bought him one of them. He always
tell
me
that. So you bought Zaytoven his first keyboard.
And I end up getting it back from Zay. He had signed it. I had a studio in Huntsville. I end up giving him all the shit for the studio. Man, I had a whole damn, it was so much going on back then though when I had that shit. Like, yeah, me and Zay, man, we've been locked in forever. With the Gucci Man, the Big Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that shit. I was there the whole time, the Gucci Man shit. All that shit was going on with Jeezy, and 211 was signed with Jeezy back then. So that's how Gucci knew who he was. Because when I found out 2 was
come
with Jeezy.
Come up on the mic, son.
When I found out 2 was with Jeezy, that's when I was like, yo, goo wop, man, you know. Y'all boys, you know, y'all need to talk it out, figure out what's going on, you know, feel me?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, my boy 2 over there, Suwoo Business, so y'all figure it out type of shit.
I gotta know, like, were you always into music? Like, because you got up around all these guys. Did you, you know, did being around a bunch of rappers make you feel like you could do it too? Or was this always, your passion, because you got more stories than just being in the right rooms at the right time.
That's
you
all.
Know what I'm saying?
I never really thought about rapping. You know, I was into sports. I was, you know what I'm saying, into sports, and I, you know, was thugging in the streets at a young age. Yeah. That's what kind of turned me over to the music and meeting people and this and that. But no, I never thought about rapping until I met Gates. That was when he was telling me about the money and about everything. I had to think about that shit, bro. I was spending money on niggas like crazy, trying to run a label, trying to look out for niggas, this and that, because I felt like I never wanted to be on the camera. I never wanted to be on the scene. Cause I'm not from that era where it's cool to be having your phone out like it is now and doing all the shit that's going on.
Right.
So I didn't want to get that going on, but boom, hey, that nigga convinced me, like, you blowing money. These niggas don't want to do shit. They ain't serious. Like, yeah, these niggas not serious. They got everything. I wish I had a nigga that was giving me bread and doing everything I need him to do for me. Type of shit, nigga.
See,
in the
I'm
music
tell
biz.
You, I'm going to tell you and Gates. And see, I'm going to tell his ass what I tell him later on, man. See, look, you can't expect. That's where we fuck up at, having too good of a heart. Expecting the next to do what we would do. Yeah. Once I seen that that's not what the case is, you can't even be mad at it. You got to walk from that type of shit, man. Yeah, it ain't even nothing. Sure. But don't never let it stop you from helping people neither. It's right. Just the wrong group. Sometimes we need to reevaluate ourselves. We don't ever look at what we doing to even make niggas even act like this.
Yeah.
What is it that I don't, what is it that he think I don't respect about myself is what's not making him respect my money when I give it to him. Better wording.
Yeah, true.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's he see? Do he think I don't respect myself? Because I think I'm taking this shit serious. Key word, you think. You don't know if you're taking this shit serious. Man. If you is, you're going to see how your team move.
Niggas thing, ain't doing nothing serious.
One thing I do agree with Gates when he do say, he was like, man, Sharp, you ever notice how a lot of people in the industry, they circle constantly change? He was like, I'm a real leader. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a leader, you know, to make sure that, man, if you're a real leader, you're going to keep the same circle forever, because everybody's going to constantly stay elevating, because everybody going to follow what behind the leader.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I see you got this big ass breadwinner associate man across your neck. I know. That's how I know you.
Yeah,
you really so. With it. But then I see you got TSF on you as well. Church is a walking billboard. Man, tell me about it, man.
Man, you know, I start rocking with Walt. Right, I started rocking with Sauce Nim. I'm trying to get in the Texas marketing. Yeah. I had a homie named Trouble Two Time from Dallas, man, BIP. Trouble, that situation really was more of for Trouble, the situation with the TSF. But Walt, like he said, man, I had to get on my shit, because back then I was on crutches. So I was dealing with them. We did the contract. We did everything. We did it on when I was on crutches. Yeah. So I hadn't been out for like 2.5 years, period. I was in the house on in the bed and shit. So he like, man, go on, get back to your music, bro. I'm telling you, we locked this shit in. You got to do your shit so they can do their shit. You know what I'm saying? But Trouble, you know, unfortunately, he passed away. So VIP to the homie and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with TSF today? Are you heavy in the mix with them? Or are you kind of just waiting on a phone call? Or you know what I'm saying? Where is it?
I ain't waiting on no motherfucking phone call. Waiting on no phone call.
I mean, well, shit, I'll tell you this, man. Hey, listen, a boss ain't always going to go make the phone call. Neither you too busy being a boss other places, man. So sometimes you got to stay, man. The phone
when
call.
When I'm around, when I pop up, it's Kane, baby. You know the business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, we always networking, though. We always talking. I talked to somebody from the camp.
I believe I interviewed TSF Peso too.
Peso? Before, Peso,
yeah.
Peso?
Yeah, Peso.
Yeah, that's
Peso.
My brother, man. Yeah, we
I
all network.
Too.
We network, man. We communicate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's some shit. I should be over there working more with them. I ain't gonna lie, but I've been taking care of my grandmother for the last couple of months too.
Mm.
So I ain't been out there working like I should be. But yeah, we doing shit, man. We got a song out called Pop It. Me, Walking Wood, Sauce Wood Winning, and Sauce Walker. That bitch doing numbers. I got a platform iTunes from that, top 30. And I mean, man, you know, shit doing what he do. You know, I got to be there to make it work, too.
Yeah. So you got to get back outside, little one.
Yeah, I got to get all the way out there.
My game to you, for real. You got to get the fuck back on outside.
I just started walking now. I can't run, nigga.
Hey, let's be real. A phone call might come through, right? Because phone calls do happen.
Nah,
but I promise you, church, I ain't never met it to where they coming to your door, man, looking for you in the neighborhood, man, to give you that big old check, you know? So you got to get your ass outside
and
out the door, and you got to trip over something.
For shit show.
You know, you got to go out there and walk and trip over something, man, find it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, get outside. No more sitting around, man.
Yeah, man, I'm on it, man. That's why I'm out here, baby.
Yeah. Have you been living out here in L.A.? Because I see, like, it sounds like you drive here quite frequently.
I was out here a whole lot. Like, my homie, he had a condo downtown, so I used to be over there a lot. But, you know, I ain't never really lived here.
It says that you started your own company. I think you even built your own studio.
Yep, that was back then. I did, like I told you, the Artillery South thing with Ox. We had the studio over there.
Zay
got the studio. Yeah, I know.
But, like, that was a while back, so I'm thinking, like, shit, it seems like this is talked about now for you. Do you have that going on to where you're investing in the talent?
Yeah, the studio is, Zay Tobin has a studio in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And right now, at the moment, I'm not really dealing with other artists too much. Mm-hmm. Besides, like, Trouble, I had this guy named Richie from Savannah that I was working with a little bit, but, I ain't really been doing too much work with artists. Artists too hard to get to come do the interview. Now, if this was one of the artists' interview, they wouldn't have made it.
Why not?
Because they just wouldn't
under
have made
it. They under your guidance, though. They under your team. Why wouldn't they have made it? You disbelieving. You not believing, church. You got to believe
made
they
it.
Under you. They showing the fuck up, and they going to be there on time.
But they ain't gonna be under. See, right now, I'm doing it like this, man. I'm working the music industry, not far as me trying to all be all over there with them. I gotta have niggas who wanna do it, bro. I ain't got shit. My team ain't got shit to do with your team. You need your own manager. I got my own manager. See, that's the type of thing that's going on. Even Gates, it taught me a lot by working with them, bro.
Yeah.
Taught me a lot by working with them. You gotta get your own shit going on, your motion. You ain't got no motion and no money, bro. Get out of it. It's 2024.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I said it already. Niggas you cannot help nobody who's not willing to help themselves. When you go sign a nigga on, don't sign him on because of his likeliness that you have for him. Sign him on because you know, okay, let's look at the factors here. He's got motion. Okay, he look like he taking care of his business. He's got a little small catalog. If he had somebody big standing behind him, he'll fuck around and he's going to blow. You know what I'm saying? But everybody always want to sign their little
Have you ever fucked with some artists before?
Have I ever fucked with some artists?
You had your own artists?
No.
So you don't know what the fuck.
No, but I do see what it comes with. I've been listening. I've been a part of music groups. I've seen the business. I see how it goes. And I'm telling you, bro, what always happens is it's too many. Listen, dog, everybody want to be a chief, and there's no Indians.
There's I didn't know it though, bro. Listen,
and it'd
listen,
be the nigga
bro.
That didn't even make it to be an Indian. That
I know you might be checking
be
that out.
Chief.
I don't know what it really, you know, what the information is. A lot of fake information and mixed and screwed. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it to you. I done did it all. I'm that nigga. I done did. Artists had 10 of them, like ice them out. All this shit, bro.
No, the information
Trust
is
me.
Accurate because you have had artists. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
You. So it is true. The information isn't misleading. It's
some
very
of the. Let me
that.
Tell you what it be too. All right, say, you iced out, you that nigga. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to watch your motherfucking chain or your shades. I don't give a fuck about your hat.
No.
See, when you start watching another nigga too close and too much, that's your downfall. Then you don't want to do it because you really got some feelings and envying you about what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's it's just too much of that. Now, that come with hatredism, the fucking music shit.
Yeah.
But other than that, bro. It's boo.
But let's really look at it, though, right, church? And I'm really trying to unpack the lunch on it. If that's your artist, you're right. You don't have to watch for no glasses. You ain't got to watch for a fucking emerald or a diamond that busts out that nigga chain. But guess what you do? You make sure that he got security. You make sure he's got the proper team built around him. Because once he's in your camp, he's watched over. There's people that do
but
that.
But what I'm saying is the artist... Who watching the next motherfucker? I ain't talking about motherfuckers watching the artist. I'm talking about the artist is envying the people with the money. You can't sign with Def Jam and be mad at them because they multi-millionaires. You came in with 100,000.
instant gratification.
Come on, baby.
It's instant gratification. Instead of being like, you know what, I know I'm going to have that one day and I'm going to learn the game to get that, a nigga rather hate.
That come from not being no hustlers.
Laziness. Yeah,
half of
laziness.
These rappers just rappers. You
just
ain't got
rappers.
No fucking brains, bro.
Shit,
for real, half of these rappers ain't got no brains. You get mad at the next nigga.
You know he kicking that
nah,
shit.
Nah, you get mad at a nigga. Oh, man, fuck that nigga. Woot the woot the woot. Nigga, on down the line, I don't say nothing bad about no niggas, really. I don't know shit like
no,
that.
No, but this is the facts.
But yeah.
We got to lay the facts out. This is the report, church. This is what's came back.
But the rappers be too, they like bitches. You bitches supposed to watch your goddamn, your hands and be all over you. Nigga, stop watching how much money I got. When you do that, we going to be all right.
Yeah.
So that right there start letting me know, hold up. These niggas watching me. These niggas might, let me get the fuck on. You feel me? At the end of the day,
you
gotta have bosses, man.
I'm not even gonna call this a shot at the industry. Is this a shot more at the up and comings? Is this the ones that's coming up that you feel like, man, y'all in the music game for all the wrong reasons today?
The ones that's coming up gotta realize that you're coming in without shit.
There we go.
That's what you're coming in. And the ones that's up there, you gotta realize you came from shit. Stop bullshitting. We supposed to be alike. We supposed to be looking out for each other. At least, it ain't even got to be so much as looking out for each other. At least, if you got down, know this person doing this, you can like they shit, man, on Instagram. That ain't shit.
Niggas say that's super free.
Man, that's
free.
I think that's some hoe ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Well, don't you agree with me? Agree or disagree? People don't follow you to see how you doing. They follow you to see what you're doing. You know, and once I felt like I learned that, church, I learned that the world, hey, man, I see it for face value.
It fucked me up, bro.
Yeah, man. People, hey, even a motherfucker that you ain't talked to in a while and they call you, be like, what's this motherfucker calling me? It actually makes you want to talk to them because you want to see why they're calling.
They going to sit. After this interview, I'll get calls. A song on
sure.
the radio.
For sure.
I get woot, woot, woot. This and that, bro. Trust me, man. Niggas is dick pullers, man. They ain't really goddamn, you know what I'm saying, wanting to do their career, nigga, and get no money. Get you some money.
Speaking of money, I believe, do you have an Exotic Pop deal?
Yeah, I did some with Exotic Pop. Yeah, I did some with them, man. The ambassador of Exotic Pop right now.
Yeah.
Man, it's love for Prez D and Lil Flip, salute, man.
Yeah.
I got the Breadwinner Cane Cool Cup Juice, Strawberry Lemonade.
Yeah. That one right there. It sound live right there.
It's good. But it's like, it's some juice. It ain't no THC. It ain't no alcohol. It's just like, just some regular juice.
Yeah. See, I think Desto Dove, shout out to Desto Dove, off a lot of cough syrup. He has the Exotic Pop. I believe he's got the Pina Colada.
Oh, he got the Pina Colada.
It's the soda, yeah, but it's the soda Pina Colada.
Exotic Pop's going to cost you about $10 or something, too. So.
Hey, they hit you for them motherfuckers right there.
$10.
How you get caught up with them? End up linking up with them.
Like, when I went out to Houston, man, it seemed like they just gravitated to me. Mm. Like, I got fans from Houston. Since I've been there, man, I did a lot of interviews, and I went to Rap Economics. And I was in there, Prez D, and we was working on some shit, and Gorgeous introduced me to this guy with Lil Flip. So we was just talking about the juice and drink. He was like, well, how would you feel about getting your own juice? I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, it's a marketing plan, too, in there, so.
Well, a lot of people say that, right? Me and you, we've networked. We've been in the networking game, and I've had a lot of people come through. But then you have them few, you know, them quite a few that do not. So they'll run into you, promise you, say, hey, man, yeah, let's get on it. I mean, hell, you've probably even done it. Like, yeah, let's get on it, and then just the time don't permit itself. You know, what was it about you that day you felt like, shit, they stayed locked in with you enough to even get the drink going?
Man, I just felt like they already seen me. They seen who I was. They liked it, you know what I'm saying, the shit I was doing at the time.
It's not everybody got collabs.
The exposure I was getting.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was a good deal they was coming with. So, I mean, like I said, it's a marketing plan to it. I'm just getting started for real. We just really getting started. We got a lot of shit more to do, but it's out there. So, they fucking with me.
No, it's live because, like I said, even with Exotic Pop, you know, and their company, they not fucking with everybody.
Nah.
So
they fucking with more rappers, not really from down that way, like the Houston's areas.
Yeah.
Like the Sauce, Big Pokey got one. Lil Kiki.
Big Pokey, you know, rest in peace.
Big Pokey, you know RIP, DJ Screw, all of them.
Yeah,
guys.
Man, you know, Big Hawk, all of them, man. You know, the whole Michael SUC. White.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole SUC, so, real screwed up clique.
Yeah, they doing that. Texas got Houston most definitely got their own thing. The whole Texas got their own thing going on, especially with they shit, they drinks, they music, everything is different.
I'd love to get some of them SUC artists up in here.
Oh yeah,
like the original screwed up clique though. Like some of the last ones left. Lil Kiki, get Lil Kiki up in here, man, go Lil crazy. Kiki.
Yeah,
if they knew what that would do,
if they knew,
like that's that shit right there, man. For real,
sure.
Hell, I'd love to even get some of the ABN niggas up here, man. Trey the Truth, get his whole camp up in here. You know,
ain't none of them did nothing up here.
I ain't got to get ready to. I've tried to tap in, but I haven't really went and like put my thumb on it, but I do got a lot of, I know they history, the whole SUC, man. I done watched the come up. Shit, I was there to watch a lot of it. I ain't gonna say I was there for it, because I'd be bullshitting, right. I was there for a lot of it, man. I fuck with him. That's crazy that you know about that, like you was really in the mix of all that.
Yeah, for sure.
We gotta unfold, man. I gotta know, because you are an Alabama native, correct?
Correct.
1,000%.
1,000. We on Alabama time.
You stand on Alabama business.
Alabama time.
How do you feel about Finesse 2 times saying fuck Alabama?
Man, I feel like.
How did that make you feel when you first heard it initially?
Man, I feel like shit. I'm like, what the fuck is he thinking though? You know, but like me and Cone, you know, that's my brother, Honeycomb Brazier, free Honeycomb Brazier, man, for sure. So. We brothers, we locked in already. So I'm just like thinking like, damn, that ain't solid. But niggas is not solid. That's what I was doing an interview the other day, telling this dude I did something with Stan G. I was like, yeah, niggas just ain't solid. Niggas ain't standing on business, like you said. Like, I can go anywhere. Niggas can get in touch with me if need be, or I can get in touch with niggas if need be. But at the end of the day, I feel like, damn, why would you go and do that? That ain't smart.
Yeah. Has he ever came down to Alabama? He ever moved around there? Y'all ever seen him? Y'all heard about him being around there?
Shit, like I said, man, I ain't really been out like that in Alabama, but from what I heard in Huntsville, he didn't show up at his shows and shit.
So he didn't show up. You know, I know Finesse. Like, I fuck with Finesse, man. Shout out to him. Nothing but love to him. But when I hear something like that, like, it's got to be something behind that, right? Like, a nigga saying, fuck Alabama. Like, nigga, what's that about? That's very specific. Like, you could have said, like, nigga, hey, man, fuck just some niggas in the South. It's easy. But
he could have said the nigga name. He could have said the nigga name who really he want to say it to.
Right.
But I think that's some scary-ass shit. I think that's some scary-ass shit, though. You heard me? I don't know what's good with that.
Right when we unpacked the lunch on that, it could have been overlooked if it was just, hey, man, just fuck a few niggas down through the South, man, shit, and them niggas know who they is, whatever. He went to Alabama.
That's Braves. I'm like, what? That throwed me. I'm like, damn. That throwed me off, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what's up with dude.
Yeah.
He was tripping.
Never got the chance to meet him before?
I talked to him, though, before. We didn't conversate before.
He know you was an Alabama native.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Damn, Finesse, I mean, I wonder what happened. I wonder what, you know, niggas just. Niggas say shit.
He did that shit when Brazy
got
locked up and shit.
Yeah, I don't take Finesse to be a person that just say shit for no reason. Like, he always been a nigga, you know, he say what he mean. To my knowledge, to where I've met him, he always been a good nigga, you know, unless a nigga show me otherwise. So I ain't never really, even when I met him, he always had some good game on. I can tell he got a good head on his shoulders. So that's why I'm like, well, shit, was there like some type of like little rift? Did he have a problem with a nigga down there?
You know what, man? You ain't seen the Honeycomb Braids video, what was going on?
Yeah, I do. I have.
So you know the situation.
I do know the situation, but I'm just
so
like,
he should have just said that instead of saying fuck the whole Alabama. Or fuck
that's why
this
I felt like it was.
It had nothing to do with nobody else.
Right.
coward. Shit. That ain't real, but, you know, it is what it is. That ain't no real shit, but, hey, man, to each his own.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to get their bread, everybody making music. Get some money, man. You know what I'm talking about?
It says that you don't prefer to be just shot in the lane of a rapper. What do you want to be labeled as to not only the viewer, but your fans and the people that follow you?
I
want to
be labeled as Kane, as me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because half of these rappers do bitch ass shit. I don't want to be labeled no bitch ass nigga. Do you? For real,
that's
though.
That's why I get away from it, man.
Man, fuck that.
He said, I'm just gay.
My mama, man. Nah, I'm just, yeah, know me for me. Hey, what's up? Yeah, but all the other shit, man, I ain't with that, man.
Any projects, anything coming up, anybody that you've been working with recently that you're excited to show the world?
Man, I got this new motherfucking EP coming out with El Zappo. He from Michigan. I mean, damn, he from Detroit, from Benton Harbor. My bad, not Michigan.
Michigan, Benton Harbor. Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Detroit, Benton.
Yeah, me, him, and Rilo Fam Goon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We gonna be working together, shit like that. So be looking for some new music from me and Gates.
Come up to the mic for me.
Be looking for some new music from me and Gates and shit.
You got something sitting back? Ready to go?
Hell yeah, I keep something sitting back. Finna release one soon. The main ones, man, because we the main ones. You know what I mean? Yeah, we the main ones.
That's what you got coming with
it,
man.
That's what I got coming.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I've always admired bro's work. And I know if he admire you, man, shit, you got to be real with, man. You know you solid, you certified. So I appreciate you for sliding through. Is there any words you want to leave with the people, man, before we get up out of here?
Hey, man, always believe in yourself. Put God first, man, and let the money motivate you. Don't be letting nothing, no situations motivate you. Just push for yourself, you dig?
Hey, man, truth. I always said the truth need no support. The Sharp Tank, no jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Breadwinner Kane. You know we appreciate you, church.
Yeah.
Hey, Donnie, another triple-double for the book. Shoot us out the motherfucking gym.